From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
It says here, I killed the 48 women listed in the state's second amended information. In most cases, when I murdered these women, I did not know their names. Most of the time, I killed them the first time I met them, and I do not have a good memory for their faces. I killed so many women, I have a hard time keeping them straight. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
The most basic duty of government is to defend the life of the innocent. Every person, however frail or vulnerable, has a place and a purpose in this world. Every person has a special dignity. This right to life cannot be granted or denied by government, because it does not come from government. It comes from the creator of life.
This is nothing but a temporary, hollow victory for President Bush and his anti-choice allies in Congress, because we know that this bill is unconstitutional and will not withstand judicial scrutiny.
You know, we Republicans have a wonderful team, and we believe in teamwork. Being part of that team will help Mississippi for the next 4 years.
We have seen today the very famous system of government that we have work. It's called transition. It's called the people having an opportunity to speak and all of us respecting that voice.
This country cannot send its sons and daughters to war and then say to them, oh, by the way, when you need some additional money for equipment and ammunition and those kinds of things, we won't provide them. We have an obligation to provide that which our military needs to complete this mission.
Backing a flawed policy with a flawed appropriations bill hurts our troops in Iraq more than it helps them.
60 years of Western nations excusing and accommodating the lack of freedom in the Middle East did nothing to make us safe, because in the long run, stability cannot be purchased at the expense of liberty.
If we fail to secure the peace in Baghdad and in Iraq, you're going to see the prospect of that fancy word we use in foreign policy circles, modernity, in the Middle East, evaporating. The idea that there are going to be more modern democratic states is going to diminish, not increase.